Inflation may be a worry in this country, but in Zimbabwe, in southern Africa, it is crippling the economy. The annual inflation rate there has topped 1,000% for the first time. Economists say that's the world's highest. Zimbabwe is facing serious shortages of food and fuel. Unemployment is estimated at 80%. John Robertson is an economist in the capital, Harare. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Help us understand, if you could, on a daily basis, if the annual inflation rate is 1,000%, what do things cost, say, a loaf of bread?
A loaf of bread is now, that's more than 100,000 Zimbabwe dollars. You can get a lower quality loaf for 95,000, but a lot of the better quality bread, you'd be paying something like $120,000 for a loaf.
And in U.S. dollars, what would that be?
That comes to about $1.20.
And compare that, say, with how it might have been a month ago.
A month ago, we were looking at 65,000 Zimbabwe dollars. So it's gone up nearly 100% in maybe 6 weeks.
What is the biggest denomination of Zimbabwean currency?
The highest banknote we have is $1,000, which is worth about one American cent.
So people are just carrying around huge wads of cash.
Yes, you need to be carrying $5, $10, $20 million with you if you plan to do any shopping. In an ordinary supermarket trolley, you can easily get $30 million worth of groceries.
And salaries, it goes without saying, for those who have jobs, wouldn't even come close to keeping up.
I think that salary nowadays is around about $1 million a day, and $1 million will not buy you a 200-gram jar of coffee.
So what are people doing?
They're battling and trading down, moving down market with their purchases, trying to make sure that they get the basics, as much of the requirements of ordinary staple foods as they can. And most people are now doing without the things that used to be considered fairly normal fare. Nowadays, those are considered luxuries.
Is it a situation now where things are so bad and inflation has spiraled so wildly out of control that there are fears of widespread famine, of starvation?
I think at this stage we can speak of malnutrition affecting a great many people. In the food products, it's the high-protein foods that are most expensive. The price of eggs and milk is very high, and of course all of these have been very badly affected by our land reform program. So we've lost about half of our dairy farmers. We've probably lost nearly half of the pig producers. I think we've lost more than three-quarters of the beef producers. And with all of these developments, the prices are rising to levels that make the purchase of protein foods very difficult for many families.
One of the factors that contributed to this inflation problem was the policy under President Mugabe to seize commercial farms that were owned by white farmers going back about 6 years or so.
Yes, that is true. And the issue is badly confused by the fact that it was mostly white farmers that were running the large-scale farms. Our former commercial farmers operated at a profit. The new farmers that have taken over their lands are operating at massive losses, and most of them are not even prepared to take the risks that go with the farming. And the government, in order to try to keep them on the land, is very, very heavily subsidizing them. And those subsidies are beyond our means, and in paying the subsidies, they have to print the money to do so, and they're causing inflation.
What could turn things around? What could take a 1,000% annual inflation rate and bring that down to some manageable level?
The difficulty here is that the right policies to bring the economy back online are very painful political decisions that I think would prove at this stage too painful for the government to take. The political disciplines would have to be brought in to control the printing of money, to literally stop printing money. Other difficult political decisions would be to say we need to get the producers back onto the land, the people who know how to use it, and so it would be politically unpopular to the people who have been given land to have that land taken away from them again. Unfortunately, these are the decisions needed to bring this problem to the beginnings of a resolution. And if they choose not to take them, then our 1,000% inflation could easily become 2,000% inflation within a few months. And after that, typically, governments become very, very unstable when they have to deal with the consequences of inflation at that sort of level.
Well, John Robertson, thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
John Robertson is an economist in Harare, Zimbabwe.